It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, away we go on a Friday with your Interesting Islander segment for a full hour. We're to the point of Interesting Islander where I'm just inviting my friends on the show now. I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely fine with that. Matt Bacher is the operations manager at Red Island Hospitality Group, and you guys have a big weekend coming up. We're going to talk about that. But first and foremost, buddy, you're co-hosting a radio show with me. This could be disastrous.
It could be.
You know, there's people somewhere saying, oh. Now, Scott, look at him. Look at the look on his face. He's like, what did I get myself into? So they call you Boots. Where'd the nickname come from? If you're around Hunter's Corner, you might hear someone giving a shout out or looking for Boots. Well, they're talking about Matt Bacher, this guy. Okay, so where'd the nickname come from?
I'd love to tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Okay, I knew that.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott's look of concern tripled right there. Tripled. Went through the roof. Is it a PG story?
It is, yeah. I wore the wrong pair of shoes to work one day and got called out for it, and I'll never live it down.
Yeah, okay. Wrong pair of shoes.
Like wrong as in mismatched, or wrong as like just they were like styly, it was inappropriate?
It's not like Aldo loafers to show up and cook some fries in a kitchen.
Okay.
It'll usually have a target on your head for the rest of
Aldo,
your life.
Aldo loafers. Aldo loafers. That's great. Amazing, really. So you actually have had two stints with the fine folks at Red Island Hospitality Group. And again, that is Hunter's Ale House, Charlottetown Beer Garden, Seafood Patio, The Factory Downtown. You also have Finley's and John Brown Richmond Street Grill too, but we're focusing in on Hunter's Corner for this weekend. So tell me about your involvement with the crew there.
So I kind of just do everything.
Maybe talking to the microphone too. You know, that is it is radio, Boots.
It was just a big thing beside my head. So I just kind of do everything day to day operations. I could be anywhere at any given day, and
you really are. You're everywhere on the corner, man. Like you're running everywhere. You could be taking some new glassware out from the kitchen. You could be dealing with, you know, someone that's not happy at that very moment. You know, you could be greeting people at the front door, and that's kind of your role around there. And then the behind the scenes stuff too, right? Like you're heavily involved in making sure all the entertainment is booked. That trivia night on Thursday goes off without a hitch. That host has been something else for quite some time, really.
I never met him. I don't know.
Who is it?
He is incredible.
Really?
I don't know. Well, he packs the place every Thursday, so, you know, he's a good moneymaker from what I hear.
True story. Goodness. True.
But you now in this role, you get a lot more creative control on what's happening on Hunter's Corner.
Yep.
All right. Which is fun, obviously. What's your favorite part of doing this? I mean, Hunter's has a legacy of being just a mecca for live music, right? Yep. So continuing that legacy that was started by the one and only, I was going to say late great Steve Barber, but he's still here.
Somewhere.
He's still here.
You can find him parked behind the Legion the odd day. And, he kind of taught me a couple good things when it comes to dealing with booking bands and music and just everyday entertainment. That's probably my favorite part of the job.
I get to absolutely
deal with some local legends and keep the Hunter's name moving.
And you get to see Craig and Brady McDonald 32 times a week.
Yes. Well, 12 this time of year. Yeah. And then when the winter, we'll probably go back to 32.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Corner Street Days is the festival that's coming up this weekend. And we're just going to very quickly mention what it's all about and then dive deeper here coming up in a second. Where did this idea come from?
This is something that we've been kind of thinking about for years and putting together. And it's finally coming to fruition. We just want to do something in the street that we haven't been able to do before and show the community that we're there and we're the live music mecca of Charlottetown.
Honestly, and I mean, I can say it with certainty that anytime I'm downtown, it's always alive down there. And like Thursday nights for sure. And I mean, that's not just me tooting my own horn. Like last night there was a karaoke contest wrapping up. And
a karaoke contest?
The factory was just bumping. It was a busy spot and the beer garden was still going strong. So like it's a great spot to go and hop from bar to bar. So you guys are going to close the road down.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Put some fences up and serve some beers in the street, and that's 90% of how it goes.
It's what most people in Charlottetown have been dreaming of for many years, you know, taking it to the streets in Kent Street, which is fantastic. We'll talk more about Corner Street Days with Matt Bacher. He's the operations manager at Red Island Hospitality Group.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
The Quicker Picker Upper.
It's back. It's back. Starting Tuesday, the Ocean 100 Secret
Center. 06 Kensington Road in Charlottetown, or look us up online at Bayshore Home Health PEI and book your free consultation today. We're ready to help.
Ocean 7:48, Matt's going to help us with the weather. Go ahead, sir.
Aw, thanks. It's sunny, high of 21 today. Tonight, clear, wind southwest, 20 kilometers, low of 13. Tomorrow, sunny, wind southwest, 20 kilometers again, gusting to 40, high of 24. Right now, it's 9 in Summerside, 10 in Montague, 12 in Charlottetown, and 8.5 in Cardigan.
8.5 in Cardigan. Great, great job, buddy. Good reading. Good reading. We have Matt Bogger with us. He's the operations manager at Red Island Hospitality Group. Corner Street Days is the festival that's coming up this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. All the action gets kicked off at 4 o'clock. Tonight, I do believe it's Kim Albert and Faces going to be kicking things off at 4 o'clock. We'll chat more about the lineup coming up here in a few. Bow Wow Wow on Ocean.
I know a guy who's tough but sweet.
Wow, wow, wow. I want candy. Ocean 100 at 7:51. Good morning. Lots of sunshine in the forecast today. High temperature around 21 degrees. We are chatting with Matt Bogger, who is the operations manager at Red Island Hospitality Group. And those are the fine folks that are behind Hunter's Ale House, Charlottetown Beer Garden, the factory downtown, essentially Hunter's Corner, where there is a gargantuan party going down in the street. It's like a block party, right?
100%.
Yeah, okay. So Corner Street Days is the name of the festival. Tonight and tomorrow, the entertainment starts at 4. I'm looking at the forecast here. This is perfect.
Yep.
Perfect for a street block party. So let's rip through the entertainment lineup, because there's going to be some names that you know.
So we kick it all off at 4 o'clock with Kim Albert and Faces.
Of course. Right, you're going to be singing along.
Yes, everyone will. That's what we do every Friday, actually. At 5:50, the Love Junkies are gracing the up top stage there.
More fun.
Throwing your favorite wedding bangers out. We have Cherry Gang featuring Logan Richard, Sam, and Josh Langell. These guys are
awesome.
Hip young folk, and they're going to have some good stuff to
hip
throw
young
our
folk.
Way.
Come
hip
on down.
Young folk. Richie Bulger and the Wannabes go on after that, and then we end the night off with the DJ, and he plays right till about 11 o'clock when all the doors open up for all the establishments, and we just keep the party going wee hours of the evening or all morning right,
till about 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And that used to be my scene. I used to do that a lot, and then COVID hit and I kind of stopped, and I just never went back to it because I you know, morning show
kind of yeah, morning show
kind of gets tough sometimes.
Cramp your style?
Yeah, no, I'll not cramp my style, but I don't know. There's not a lot of time between 2 a.m. when you get home and when the show starts.
Oh,
you know, geez. Oh, sleep. It's overrated.
Who needs
sleep?
It?
Who needs it? But it is going to be a fantastic night tonight. And honestly, for about 10 years at least, I've been thinking that this is a great idea to close down that portion of the street and just kind of have it. And it's so cool to see it being able to happen. Very exciting. Very exciting. All right, let's get into the celebration calendar. It's pretty honorable that you're here for this. You should be very excited to be in our presence for the birthdays. Okay. It's powered by the Confederation Bridge. Here we go. A belated birthday for Layla Coughlin of Summerside. 65th birthday from family and friends. Another belated birthday for Trudy Pierce in Charlottetown. Nate Pollard in Stratford. Happy 12th today. Bessie Perry in Nail Pond. Happy birthday, Bessie. A happy 60th to Gerard McGinnis in Cablehead from your baby sister. Sunday, Justin Petrie is 20 in Charlottetown. Brian and Helena Stead celebrating in Wheatley River today. A 44th wedding anniversary. And tomorrow, Roy Doucette and Rustico turn 65.
Happy 49th birthday to Allie Cumberland. Belated birthday wishes, 7th for Eve Warkinson. That's from Declan Callie, mom and dad. And in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, 7th birthday for Sierra Matheson.
happy birthday, Boo McDonald, from his girlfriend Rose. Hope you have a great day. And she says that she loves you. Boo is 54 years old. Julie Mills from your BFF in Cornwall. Martin Shaw celebrating a birthday. Tomorrow it's CeCe Sanderson, fourth birthday. Happy birthday from Mommy, Daddy, and Taya. Tomorrow as well, Deborah Ann Reynolds turning 73 from Jeffrey, Carrie, and Tuca. And tomorrow again, happy 19th birthday to Miranda and Carrie Anderson. Love from Mom, Dad, and Josh.
All right, get your clapping hands ready. Janice and Sean Shea and Blair DeRoche. Congratulations. You guys have bridge passes. Is coming your way from the Confederation Bridge. All right. Congratulations to you. We will get those in the mail and zip them out to you here very, very shortly. Also, want to remind you that Darcy's Trivia is on the go right now for Robin's Donuts. Hannibal, B.A., Face, and Murdoch were the main characters in this action-packed 80s TV show. What is it? Text me with your answer. 902-368-1720.
Oh, the teaser.
Dun, dun, dun. Scott now knows the theme
music
song.
Behind everything.
Text me with your answer.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to Ocean 100.
And a high of 24. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, thank you very much, Scott Chapman. Let's tidy up Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. And today, of course, is draw day. But first, happy 39th wedding anniversary tomorrow to Mike and Joanne O'Connor.
Oh,
all right.
Happy anniversary.
Have a fantastic anniversary weekend to you. Okay, Darcy's Trivia today. Y'all know I host trivia at Hunter's Ale House.
I heard,
10 years strong. Okay, we're getting ready for the 10th fall season where we welcome back lots of island students to Thursday nights. It doesn't seem like they've really gone too far for the summer months. It's been a busy summer on the corner, which has been great. So would love to see you any Thursday at that. But we every morning do the trivia for Robin's Donuts. And on Fridays, someone that had a correct answer gets a $100 gift card. Okay. Ooh. Today's question: Hannibal, BA, Face, and Murdoch were the main characters on this action-packed 80s TV show. What was it? And a lot of people had the right answer. A lot of people did not. They just heard Murdoch and said Murdoch Mysteries,
which was not
a terrible guess based on that, right? But it was, of course, the A Team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like I said, I went back and I watched the A Team movie from 2010 with Liam Neeson and Bradley Cooper. Only fair, really. But then I got the idea I should go back and watch the original show, because when I was a kid, I enjoyed watching it. And holy smokes, as soon as this part kicks in the song, you're like, yeah. And then Mr. T and all that good stuff. Like, I pity the fool. There it is.
There even it goes, better now. It is
pity the fool. Awesome. Okay. Congratulations to...
just with more depth, Darcy, trying to get...
What, you want... Congratulations to Doug Robertson, our winner this week of a $100 gift card from our friends at Robin's Donuts. Well done.
A pity the fool. Pity the fool.
For those of you just tuning in.
Oh, in case you're wondering,
this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is...
Come on and celebrate.
We are celebrating Cool and the Gang, Ocean 100. We're celebrating a highly successful, record-breaking, another record-breaking Stuff-A-Bus campaign, taking it to Tignish, to Summerside, Montague, and Stratford to help out the Upper Room Food Bank to wrap up our final day. And what a time it was. Islanders coming out to help other Islanders, and we loved every second of it. Coming up at 8:50, we will make a draw, and we will find out who wins that incredible prize package from our friends at Fall Flavors. But it's Friday, and it's Interesting Islander Friday, and pleased to have my good friend Matt Bacher, who is the operations manager at Red Island Hospitality Group, and they're taking care of this massive, massive weekend on Hunter's Corner, downtown Charlottetown. They're going to close off their section of the street down there and have bands playing from 4 o'clock until like 11 o'clock in the evening. They'll have entertainment. Yes. And it's going to be a time. So, Matt, thank you very much for being here today, man. And all the hard work that goes into putting something like this on. I know that this was a brainchild that kind of... It's been around for a while, and then that upper deck that you guys put on there, that beautiful upper deck on Hunters that overlooks things, really gives you guys a great opportunity, almost like a stage.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you're going
to
do.
And it's going to be good for everyone to be able to see the bands playing from the upper deck, so you can be at any one of our three establishments on that corner, or even just in the street drinking your drinks, and you'll be able to see and hear everything, and just kind of be good for the corner.
Yes, I think it's super cool. I've been to venues before where maybe people complain about the sight lines, right? Because you can't see the stage or there's a pole in the way or whatever it might be. And here they're going to be up there. So everyone can see them, like you said, from everywhere. I think it's so neat, the programming that you've done, the lineup, because really there's an act or a band for everyone. Yep. So, and you had said earlier, you guys draw a really mixed crowd depending on the time of day and all that sort of stuff. So it's a place that really... that it's welcoming. There's something for everyone there.
There's something for everyone, exactly. That's kind of the whole point of it.
And we can get snacks, right?
Yes.
Drinks, snacks, and just move and like walk throughout, whatever, across the street, band. It sounds pretty appealing. Also, I don't mind the sweater weather that's here or coming for this evening.
Well,
a hoodie,
you know,
check out some bands.
Yeah.
A little snack in hand. Now, I want to ask you this, because aside from all the things that you do with this group, your dad... And I can see how exciting that is for you. So you have a 13-month-old?
I do, yeah.
And his name's
Harrison.
Harrison.
Handsome little man. He doesn't drive or anything yet, but he's getting there.
Okay.
He's new.
Okay.
Keep them away from that as long as you can. I don't we're talking about parenting in here, and we're like, it doesn't get any cheaper.
No.
No, it does not. I have a 17-year-old who has his license and a 16-year-old who just got his beginner's. And, I can see the road ahead is going to be
slower down, Boots, is what we're saying.
A lot of new learning for all of us. So just tell me what it's like, because obviously the line of work that you do keeps you up late at night.
Yeah.
You're in the hospitality industry, the bar industry, and then you go home and your little guy probably wakes fairly early and you get to spend lots of time with him.
Yeah. No, he doesn't know how late I get home, but he doesn't mind waking me up, which isn't a terrible thing. It's great. It's a good reason to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I'm used to sleeping in for years and years and years. So,
I used to be that guy too. It's like 4 p.m. That's good. Let's get up and we'll just head downtown again.
No, I think it's sweet. And I'm excited about the Corner Street Days. I think that I will go. Darce, you're
absolutely
going to be there.
I'll be down there for a while. It's and like I said, we have a dandy lineup. Ocean and Hot 105.5, very pleased to be the media sponsors for this event too. I will say that we should mention too, Matt, that it's free to get in from 4 until 8.
Yeah, so it's free to get in. Everything starts at 4, so from 4 to 8, it's just kind of come on in, enjoy what you can, and then we do have to charge an entry fee from 8 to 11, so just, get in early, and the earlier the better.
But it's minimal. What is the cost to get in after
$10, so to be honest, you're seeing quite a lot of entertainment for $10, and then once you're in, and you can go to any one of our three establishments after that.
Right.
So tonight, 4 o'clock, Kim Albert, round 5:50, The Love Junkies, 7:15, The Cherry Gang, which is the uber talented Logan Richard, the uber talented Sam and Josh Langell, The Wannabes, Richie Bulger and the crew at 8:20, and then there's a DJ at around 9:30, 9:40 or so. Okay. Take me through tomorrow, because the cool thing that I love about this is that these are all bands and artists that have been playing downtown Charlottetown for quite some time, and then there's a few fresh faces thrown in the mix as well. So you've really done a great job of building out this lineup.
Yep. So that actually goes to Pat D, and he did the whole programming for it.
He's a pretty smart guy too.
Yeah, he's been around the block, and
he's an all right fella.
Yeah, true.
We like him. Okay. So what's going on Saturday?
So Saturday we start the day off again at 4 o'clock. We got the infamous Lauren Donovan. Our old Tuesday night crew.
Two of the most talented people on planet Earth. They're married and they're awesome folks. So you definitely, if you haven't seen a Laura and Donovan show, come on down and check that out.
They're great.
4 o'clock. They're awesome.
After that, Taylor Biot and the Main Street Bullies
Amazing.
Take the upper decker stage. Then we have Adam Gregor and the Foes. Mm-hmm. And then the Come On In Island Kitchen Party guys.
Robbie.
Yeah, I think it's Doherty, is it? Robbie Doherty. Doc Carity? Yeah. No, they do a lot of good stuff. Kitchen Party music. And then after that, we have Lieutenant Dan coming to the stage.
Yeah.
And they'll play for an hour or so, and then another DJ dance party from 9:45 till about 11 o'clock.
As a wise man once said, Holy Henry, that is quite the lineup. All right, man. It's going to be awesome. Let's shout out your sponsors here really quick if you want to.
Yep. So we're thanking Lone Oak Brewing Company, Northern Keep Vodka, the Moosehead Breweries, of course, Blue Lobster Vodka Sodas, or just the Nova Scotia Spirit Company, and then our fine folks doing the media side with Ocean 100. Point three, and then Hot 105.
That's you waving your hand.
That's us.
Corner, like you just don't
Corner
care.
Corner Street Days. We'll wrap things up with Matt Bacher coming up here next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please remove plastic before eating.
Just when you thought your favorite burger couldn't get any better, Teen Burger.
Feel good summer on Ocean 100, powered by Mill River Resort, PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
Just a gorgeous start to the day today. Mr. Matt Bacher, if you could help us out with the weather, please.
Yeah, so today sunny, high 21. Tonight clear, southwest 20 kilometers, low of 13. Tomorrow sunny, wind southwest 20 kilometers again, gusting to 40, a high of 24. Right now it's 14 in Summerside, 14 in Montague, 13 in Charlottetown.
As he says to himself, this is easy, I can do this. This is what Darcy really does.
Yeah.
Matt Bacher is the operations manager at Red Island Hospitality Group. We'll talk more about Corner Street Days next.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round. I can't cool down. My situation goes round and round.
Steve Miller, Abracadabra, it's Ocean 100, and Abracadabra, look at that, it is almost the long weekend. That was smooth, Darce, that was really smooth. It's 8:22, our interesting islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum is Matt Bacher from Red Island Hospitality Group, good friend of mine for many, many years now, getting set for a gigantic weekend. And you know what, Matt, we should talk about the summer on the corner, because you know anytime I've been down in that area it has been just bumping, right? So that means it's been a pretty good summer.
Yeah, it's been great. We have some fine staff down there on the corner, and obviously we have the locals supporting us as well as the tourists spending their dollars with us too.
Dollar bill, yeah. And of course, it's a time of year too where you get that that changeover in staff as well, with a lot of faces that were there for the summer going back to school and whatnot, and welcoming back some people. So anything you want to say to those staff members that might be heading off here or have headed off in the last week or so?
Yeah, I guess just thanks for, you know, putting in the hard work all summer, and you'll be back for your own dollar bills once you're done with your trips to Bali and nursing degrees and whatever else you're doing.
Trips to Bali, I like it. All right, well, Corner Street Days kicks off at 4 o'clock. I know that everybody on the corner is super pumped for this. It's going to be kind of like a George Street feel in Newfoundland, where you can just, you know, you're watching the music from the big stage up top, and then, you know, you can float in and out of Hunter's and the beer garden, and it's going to be a great atmosphere, and I can't wait to see it all unfold. 4 o'clock this evening, free again until 8 o'clock, right?
True.
All right, and then it's just $10 after that, and you're going to get to see some amazing bands this weekend on Hunter's Corner. Get down, check it out. Boots, thanks for doing this, buddy.
Aw, thanks.
You're a radio broadcaster now.
Why'd it take you so long?
You should say hi. You should say hi to your significant other.
Yeah, I guess I got to throw a shout out to Hillary for letting me work till 4 a.m. the other night.
Taking care of Harrison.
Yeah, taking care of my boy, and obviously my family and friends for making my life easier.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Aww. All right.
Oh, you're a dad. Okay. Thanks, pal.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Action figures sold separately.